Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Girls. Following the 2003 film and a play, a musical version of Calendar Girls was the obvious next step for Tim Firth's true story account of a group of Yorkshire WI members of a certain age who decide to pose for a nude calendar to raise funds for cancer research, after one of them, Annie, loses her husband John to leukaemia. The hard-hearted might feel that it's draining a great story of every last drop, but structurally the show, written by Firth and Gary Barlow, with Firth directing, is quite different from the movie. Here, stripping for the photo shoot becomes the main event of the evening, whereas the film went further and dealt with the subsequent publicity the women's venture generated. It's because we know where the story is heading that the first act, while charming and nicely played, does at times feel a bit like treading water. The idea for the calendar doesn't come until the very last moment before the interval. As a result, though, the second act is a much perkier affair, as the cast and director really have something to get their teeth into. The pace quickens and the jokes hit the mark. Firth doesn't take any groundbreaking chances with his direction, and the production is all the better for it, because this, like the women themselves, is a show with enormous heart, and the story so inspirational it doesn't need bells and whistles to capture our emotions. That said, the moment of John's passing is beautifully handled and a directorial masterstroke. At the show's centre are nicely judged performances from Joanna Riding as Annie and Claire Moore as her friend Chris, a feisty woman who hints at a bit of a past and who comes up with the idea for the calendar. And they receive fine support from the other girls, including Sophie Louise Dan and Michelle Dutrice, both of whom have reputations to lose as well as underwear, they being the wife of the golf club captain and the retired village school teacher, respectively. It's a story of Salt of the Earth folk that stays just the right side of caricature, and the humour is a gentle mix of the observational and good old British sauce. Let's face it, you can never go wrong with a gag about a phallic vegetable. Barlow's score soars and presses all the right buttons on songs such as the distinctly hummable Dare and Scarborough, but it's mostly a functional accompaniment to Firth's touching and often very funny lyrics. It's good to see a show with a cast made up of more mature women, and when we finally get to the shooting of the calendar, it's all handled in the best possible taste and played with panache, courage and dignity. In the end, you'd have to be pretty cynical not to be moved and cheered by a show that makes no excuses for celebrating the very best of the human spirit and championing ordinary people doing extraordinary things. The Girls is at the Phoenix Theatre and will be running there for quite some time yet, I would imagine. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.